Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. We're going to talk property taxes with Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas. If you've got a question about your bill, you can give us a call at 312-981-7200 or send us a text as well at the same number. But let's go right back into the newsroom where we've got some nice developing news.
Yeah, this is good breaking news here, Steve. Right now we're hearing that the FDA panel has approved, they've green-lit the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And so they have a formal process that they need to go through, which they believe could be done as soon as tomorrow. So that would officially make it approved, and then they can start vaccinating people, they're hoping, as soon as this weekend. So potentially Sunday with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
All right, very good. And the FDA is not bound by this decision, but they certainly are almost always go along. So that's good news, and hopefully the shots will be in the mail very soon. Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas joins us now. The tax bills are due on Tuesday. Hello, Maria.
Tuesday, they're due on Tuesday, but you don't have to pay on Tuesday.
You got a couple of extra months,
Tuesday's,
huh?
Yeah, Tuesday's Pulaski Day. It's a holiday, but that has nothing to do. I mean, Monday's Pulaski
right.
Day, so you're not paying March 1st, so we switched to the 2nd. But you have until May 3rd to pay without penalty. May 3rd to pay without penalty. And to be honest with you, Steve, I think a lot of people are taking advantage of this program. You know, we're crunching numbers in here, mm-hmm. and I just got some figures showing me that so far we're 150,000 fewer paying than last year this time.
Wow.
So people are jumping on the bandwagon who don't have any money and saying, I'm not going to pay.
And there's really no reason to pay, right? I mean, if there's no penalty to wait, and unless you're afraid of forgetting come May 3rd, you might as well hold on to your money.
You can hold on to your money. The good thing about this is the county's really not getting hit, and neither are the taxing bodies to speak of. Because what's happening is the mortgage companies who have escrow are paying. So we get 750,000 payments that come in by wire.
I got you.
So if you have a mortgage, all that money is coming in, and that's roughly, you know, $4 billion or something like that.
What's typical? Is it typical that you would pay through your escrow or typical that you would pay on your own? I've always tried to pay on my own.
It's half and half.
Is it?
Half the people have mortgages and half the people don't. So of the half the people that don't have mortgages, which is about 750,000, 200,000 never pay, okay? And of the other 500,000 always pay, except now that we've got this 2-month extension, 200 of the 500,000 don't pay.
So wait, you said that 700,000 have mortgages. You mean they don't have escrow accounts, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. And half have escrows and half don't have escrows.
And in 200,000 of the half that don't just never pay?
Yeah, they end up on the tax sale list. They just sort of wait and wait and wait and wait. That tax sale's held once a year. And when we started last May, there were 58,000 people on the list who just didn't pay the previous year. Because of COVID, that deadline for tax sale has been indefinitely postponed. We've whittled that down to 38,000, and we've also created a program in here called Black Houses Matter because of the remaining 38,000 on that list. 75% are in black and or brown neighborhoods.
Mm.
So we are concentrating on looking for these particularly disenfranchised individuals that we're trying to help. So let me give you an example. We have found several people on that list. In fact, 16,000 people on that list owe us less than $1,000. Many of them are seniors who haven't gotten, and get to cookcountytreasurer.com to see if you're entitled to money. They haven't gotten their exemption. So what's an exemption? If you've lived in the house for a year, you're entitled to a homeowner's exemption going back 4 years, and that would be $500 a year, $2,000. Seniors forget to get their senior exemption, so that's another 4 years. So you could have, I have a senior on the list who owes me $600, but for 4 years never got a homeowner's and never got a senior exemption. So in fact, I owe that person $4,000.
Well, we have a text question as well about seniors who may have overpaid. How do they get their how do they get you to return that money? What's the process there?
Okay, easy. You used to have to get on a bus or a train or whatever. However, you would get to the county building.
It's an Uber.
No
these
longer
days.
Necessary. Yeah, Uber here. Don't bother. I mean, there's very few people coming in here, but. Get to CookCountyTreasure.com. Once you get there, it's so simple. There's a purple box. If you can't do this, anybody can do it for you. Or you can call 312-443-5100, and we'll send someone out to your house if you don't have a computer.
Marcy,
so now you're at this purple box. You put in your address. You scroll down. It says that in 2015, because overpayments go back 20 years on anything that you owned, you have to have owned it at the time. You overpaid by $1,000. There is a line that says, apply here. You punch that. The refund app shows up. You punch, fill it out, punch send. It comes back to my office. And within 4 to 6 weeks, we get you your money.
Fantastic.
And you put your routing number in. We can send it directly to your bank. So I want to give you the good news, okay? The good news is that since March, we have refunded because of this program that we're implementing in here. And a million people this month already came to the website. $44 million in the African-American community and $24 million in the Hispanic community. So we know that it's working. And we also know, get this, Steve, this is like an amazing stat. More people are paying online than are going to Chase Bank. So what does that tell us? That tells us that people don't want to leave their homes.
Right, exactly. All right, I want to go to the phone lines. Marcy has called. Marcy, you have a question for Cook County Treasurer Pappas?
I sure do, but now that she talked about that exemption for homeowners, I have no idea if I've ever gotten it, and I've owned my house for over 20 years. I guess I'll go online.
She's talking to you.
Check it out. But I'm actually calling because last fall I didn't realize that the deadline was extended and I paid the penalty because I didn't pay it the exact date that was on the written property tax bill. However, my soon-to-be ex-spouse was supposed to pay the first one that he never paid. He paid it right after I paid the second one. So they were both applied to the first. And then I got a thing saying that I owed all this extra money that I didn't pay my 2019 taxes. I called and spoke with someone that was wonderful. I just want to make sure that if I fill out that form that I need to, that he won't be getting the money back because he needed
it. Well, here's the note. Legally, whose name was the house in?
Well, it's in both of our names. However, mm-hmm. the bill is just in his name.
Who paid the money? Whose check was it?
I paid the second
installment.
However, apparently I paid that before he paid the first, which he should have paid many, many months earlier. So mine went towards the first, and then his.
Okay, look, complicated legal issues. Do this. What's your first name?
Marcy.
Okay, get off the phone and call 312-443-5100. Tell them you're Marcy. Tell them you're just on the radio with the boss, okay?
And then say you're on
said,
the
radio.
Listen, Marcy.
Put you through to Kelly in the legal department. Tell them. Pappas said to talk to Kelly in the legal department, and we'll straighten this out for you.
Marcy, tell him that you were on the phone with the boss and the treasurer.
I appreciate it. There you go.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you
all
so
right.
Much.
Okay.
312-981-7200. Another quick one here. Let's try Pat. Pat, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Pat.
How you doing? Maria, you've done one heck of a job since you've been in office. Real quick,
thanks.
Is it possible to pay taxes in advance, and why not?
Oh, you can. Yeah, we have a prepayment program.
You
can.
We do.
You can.
Okay, you do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I have it set up. I have it set up in December or late November. I put the March amount on the internet. You can go online and pay, and people like to do that so they can claim an exemption in the previous year for what they're paying for the following year.
Yeah, that was big during the new tax plan, right?
We do that. We do that. And it's a prepayment program for snowbirds. People don't want to leave for Florida, Texas, and California and worry about the March payment. They want to get it done before they leave. I just want to tell you something else. If you get a chance, get to CookCountyTreasurer.com, because on that website, in the left-hand box next to overview of your property, where you would put in your address, there are a series of studies. I just finished a 20-year property tax history study, and it will tell you exactly, going back 20 years, what you've paid. It tells you by ward, by area, and you can compare your increases to others. So it's pretty fascinating. Do you live in the city or the suburbs?
Pat's gone now. You're there. I'm sorry, Pat. We're going to squeeze in, Maria, one more, if you don't mind. We're going to go to Scott. Scott, welcome to WGN. What can we help you with?
Hi, Steve. Hi, Maria. Steve,
hi, Scott.
You're doing a wonderful job with your show.
I appreciate it.
Thanks. Okay. And Maria, next week I turn 65. I know I'm not entitled to anything from last year, but what do I need to do?
Okay, so you have to be 65 plus 8 or 9 months, okay? So what you will do is you will go to, you know what, don't go to the computer. Just call 443-5100-312. You got this? 443-5100.
Okay. 312, did you say?
443, and that's the phone room again. Tell them that you're on the phone with the boss, the treasurer, okay?
Okay.
On the radio show with Steve Bertrand, okay?
If anyone's out there with a question, they're all going to say they talked to the boss on the radio, yeah. Just so you know.
Yeah, yeah. And tell them that you want to be... You want
a mutual friend, so...
Who's that?
He's no longer with us, Dewey Harrington.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Who's the best, huh?
No kidding. Yeah. Truly miss.
Well,
yeah.
Listen,
tell them that you want to talk. No, you give you somebody else to talk to. Tell them want to talk to Manny, and Manny will handle it.
Thank you, Scott.
Right.
Good luck. Happy birthday.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas. Bye-bye. Maria, thank you as always. I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Okay, get to CookCountyTreasurer.com to see if you got any money coming.
Sounds good. All right, let's get into the newsroom.